And welcome to this week's episode number 83 of the Empowerment Coach podcast with myself, Donna Martin. It is the when this goes out, I'm recording this early. So when this goes out, it will be the 2nd of January. My goodness, that's frightening. So 2nd of January 2025. Amazing. How amazing is that? How mind-blowing is that? So I'm your host, Donna, and today we're going to dive into a topic that we all experience, but we don't talk often about enough. And last week I spoke about like setting goals and New Year's resolutions and all that sort of stuff, although I don't really like to say New Year's resolutions because I don't know if they're entirely the best choice of words. But whether it's a personal growth, a career shift, or even the changes that we face in our relationships or health, change is inevitable, and it's something that we are so terrified of. So there's lots of confusion and fear surrounding it. So today, let's uncover the truth about change, because it's the beginning of the year. Everybody and their granny is wanting to change, and they're wanting to make this year the best year. And how do we make that motivation and that determination stick? Bloody scary. And let's be honest, who hasn't felt anxious or overwhelmed at the thought of making a big change in their life? It is a natural reaction. So accepting that and understanding that is absolutely crucial. Our brains are wired to seek comfort. So it likes to stay in the knowing what's comfortable. And change by its very nature takes us out of that comfort zone. But here's the truth. The only way we can grow is through change. Because change is growth. So without it, we stay stuck in the same patterns, the same routines, the same mindset, the same habits. But the process of change, though it's difficult, it often opens new doors, new opportunities, new ways of thinking, and even new versions of ourselves, which is so important when it comes to transformation. So think about it, every time you've pushed yourself through a challenge or embraced a little bit of a shift in your life, you've become stronger, you've become more resilient. And it's actually not been as scary as what you made up in your head. So now here's the twist. Change doesn't always look the way we expect it to. We often like imagine change will happen in this big, grand, dramatic moment, like a lightning bolt or like a aha moment of transformation. But the truth is, real change is often really, really gradual. And I touched on this last week. It's in those small, every single day actions, and they build up to create lasting impact. So you don't have to overhaul your life overnight. Instead, focus on the small steps that are going to get you there. And let's not forget that change doesn't always feel good at first. Like sometimes it just doesn't. It's uncomfortable, and sometimes it can feel like we're losing parts of ourselves along the way. And I actually had a, I think I said this in another podcast, but I had a like a clip of a conversation, and it was about like sometimes people not supporting you through growth and change and stuff like that, but it's because the version of you that they love is like disappearing in their eyes. So like respecting that and understanding that it's not from a place of and sometimes it is from a place of trying to hold you back, but often it's not from a place of holding you back. It's more from a place of like, this isn't who they know you to be, and it's a bit strange for them. And being okay with that, it doesn't mean to say you don't do it, absolutely not, because you need to do what's right for you. You need to push through and find that new version of yourself and evolve, because so many of society are not evolving. But change often requires us to let go of these old habits and old beliefs, which are sometimes allowing us to stay stuck in certain even social groups. It also requires us to let go of like old versions of ourselves that no longer serve us. And that can be really, really tough. It's a necessary part of process and progress. And what we gain in the end, the confidence, the clarity, the growth, it is always worth that temporary discomfort. It will feel weird, and it will feel uncomfortable, and it will feel all sorts of weird emotions. But recognize that pushing, like, there's that whole thing, the only way out is through. It's just like that's a thing that's connected quite a lot to trauma, or like going through trauma, or getting like resolving trauma. I say resolving in like a very like, what's the word I'm looking for, like Don't know what the word I'm looking for, so I'll just move on. But yeah, the only way out is through. So making sure that you're actually going through the process, even in those moments that are so difficult. But because on the other side, like if you could transport yourself back to a memory of something that felt really, really uncomfortable, and like it was really uncomfortable. You didn't really want to do it, but like the benefits you got on the other side, or the progress you got on the other side, or the whatever it was you got on the other side was so worth it, then it can re like re solidify the thought process of like actually growth is good, it is worth it in the end. So how do we embrace change instead of resisting it? And here's what I've learned. You have to acknowledge it. You have to accept the emotions that you're feeling. If it's fear, if it's discomfort, and then take a baby step forward. And it's all about shifting your perspective and realizing that change is not the enemy, it is the absolute catalyst for progress, like the catalyst for progress. And another key part of embracing change is being patient with ourselves. We tend to get frustrated when things don't change fast enough, or when, like, it's typical human nature where we want everything last week. But real transformation takes time, and recognizing that, like, if you've got into behaviors and patterns that aren't serving you, how long have you had this program? How long have you been patterned into these behaviors and been like working this program that hasn't been serving you? It might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, it might be 20 years, it might even be 30 or 40 or 50 years. So recognizing that it's if you've been working a program in a certain way, if you've been working habits and behaviors in a certain way for like decades, that you need to understand that reshifting all that and unlearning and relearning, it is going to take time, and there's going to be mega bumps in the road, and you're going to revert back to that kind of old behavior, and that's okay. Like, having compassion with yourself, it's okay if you're not where you want to be yet. Just keep moving forward in small little increments, because ultimately time is going past anyway. So whether you do it in a week or in a year and in 10 years, the time is passing anyway. And if you can do it in small increments, it's more likely to be successful and have longevity. And that's what we want to be, like, tiny baby steps for that forever change, rather than overhauling and changing everything so quickly that it becomes something that you can't sustain, and then you revert back to all those comfortable behaviors. So if you are facing change right now, I want you, whether it's a new job, a relationship, or a new chapter in your life, remember this. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't need to know exactly how it's all going to turn out, because it's life. Lives have twists, turns, ups, downs, roundabouts, and we know this. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to know, like, you can have a plan, you can have a path, but you don't need to know the exact details of everything, because ultimately you're not going to. Ultimately, there's going to be lots of doubts. Excuse me, I hit myself in and plug myself in. Ultimately, there's going to be a lot of learning along the way. You won't have all the answers, and recognizing that is absolutely crucial, because there's so many people who think they know it all, and that's when you get to that point of feeling like you have cracked it, it's the beginning of the end. So, what you need is courage. Courage to move forward one step at a time. Trust that changes you're facing will lead you to where you need to be. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you feel empowered to embrace the changes in your life. And remember that change isn't something to fear, it's an opportunity. When you shift that perspective and you recognize an opportunity for growth, for discovery, for transformation, then it makes it more exciting than scary. So thanks for tuning in. If you find this episode helpful, please be sure to subscribe, share it with somebody who might need a little bit of encouragement to embrace change in their life. And until next time, stay brave, stay open, and keep on evolving. Have a magical, magical day.
Thank you.